School Board Member D. Crumpler is blunt when it comes to his view of the allegations against Superintendent Jackie Pons and other district officials being raised by an anonymous group.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about the red elephant in the room, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing, a couple of people try to destroy, an award-winning superintendent and the good work of this district,
Crumpler says the allegations that Pons and other district officials steered millions in construction projects to political donors is off base.
But it would have to be a super conspiracy for this whole board and all those people to get up and to say, we're going to give these contracts to one person.
Crumpler and other board members say they've tried to keep dollars local and spread contracts around to vendors, especially when the state and the county was in an economic slump. The district and more than 50 others use a no-bid system outlined in state law to pick vendors when projects come in under $2 million. Meanwhile, after weeks of silence, Superintendent Pons is finally speaking out.
I was really wanting to wait till the last report was finished. I think that was this one's being done by our school board members. But I did think it was important that I started talking about this. I love our system. I'm proud of it. We got a great system. And I think I've got to be available to answer any questions that come up.
Pons says he's not going to name his accusers or speak negatively about them in public. Instead, he plans to focus on the district. But he says the allegations have taken their toll.
For me, there's been a thorough vetting of everything I've ever done in my life, obviously. So that's been I would not think it's helpful in any way. But again, I'm going to focus on running this school district and doing the best I can to make our district better every day.
The district has conducted several reviews of the projects in question and is also awaiting the result of yet another one. None of the completed reviews have turned up wrongdoing. The Florida Department of Education and Florida Department of Law Enforcement, along with the FBI, have received copies of documents outlining the allegations. FDLE says it's still reviewing the files, and the FBI does not comment on current or potential investigations. The school board and Pons have hired separate attorneys. District Administrator Rocky Hanna, whose move from principal of Leon High School to the district prompted protests by his supporters, is claiming whistleblower protection for his role in distributing the documents, though Hanna says he did not compile them. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.